You know, when this all first started and the vaccine started rolling out, I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't listening. I soaked in whatever the government was telling me. And you know what? It really took the Freedom Convoy to open my eyes a little bit and to see what was going on. You know, seeing them trucks out in coots and tractors blowing through the barricades and seeing hundreds of people lined up on the highways, you know, supporting the convoy. It was really touching, and that's when I really started to dig deeper and to open my eyes. Sometimes it takes a big man to say, you know what, I screwed up and I'm sorry. Well, from the vaccinated to the unvaccinated, you know what? I'm sorry. I didn't listen to you sooner. I'm sorry I let the government get the best of me and think that they had our best interest at heart. I want to encourage other people who are vaccinated to do the same thing. You know, you might not see it, or because it doesn't affect you or it doesn't concern you, but people have lost their jobs. They've lost family and friends. They couldn't visit their sick parents in the hospital. They couldn't be at funerals and weddings. You know, some of their friends might have said, you know what, you're not vaccinated, you're not my friend anymore. And we really need to come back together as a people and start to work together on this. So from me, as a vaccinated person, to all the unvaxxed, I'm going to start to train and say, I'm sorry, I fucked up. And thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. God bless.